It cannot be a false hope with a company that, after the significant find in Uganda, can only announce what they hope will eventually lead to confirmation of commercial viability once further analysis and further exploration is undertaken on the block. Obviously, it was expected that we would strike oil. It was a question of when will we find it. So yesterday was quite a pleasant surprise, but not overly surprising in the sense that Tullow has really kept up with its work program, and they've been committed to actually undertaking the works as enshrined in the production sharing contract that is signed with government.
It could take up to 3 years for this discovery to actually come to fruition. What needs to happen next in order for Kenya to actually start producing oil if this find is viable?
We really need to manage expectations, because a lot of the public does not appreciate that the benefits do not accrue instantaneously. They will take time, 3 years or even up to 6 years. Remember, Uganda discovered its oil in 2006, and we're only going to start the production actually this year towards the end of the year because of various issues surrounding new production sharing agreements. So what needs to be immediately done, in my view, is public education and sensitization, which we have an interest in at the Petroleum Institute of East Africa. As I mentioned, it's an industry association. The other thing that needs to be undertaken is continued capacity building, which has already commenced through the Petroleum Institute of East Africa School of Petroleum Studies, to ensure that we have the technical expertise available so that the oil exploration companies that are now geared or have already commenced undertaking various works have no excuse in terms of being able to meet the local content and being able to employ qualified personnel who can then support the exploration and exploitation activities. For us to fast track the review of our Exploration and Production Act, which also commenced last year, actually, because we actually required to ensure that the requirements of the new constitution, which was created last year, are in sync with the various statutory laws in the country. So this requires to be undertaken so that there's a solid legal and regulatory framework that can, you know, regulate this segment and to ensure that the most modern and best practices are actually taken into consideration when the review is ongoing. Probably get the East African Community's country to really seriously think together in terms of infrastructure development as a region as opposed to individual countries, which has already commenced. As you may know, right now we have the LAPSET project going on. We also have a pipeline extension which was intended to pass through Kampala and so on and so forth after the discovery of oil in Uganda. It's a question of just crystallizing the various discussions that have been going on so that we can actually have an East African Community effort towards infrastructure development.
In that sense, you're talking about maybe, for instance, the sharing of utilities like refineries, etc.
Absolutely. The refinery, absolutely, absolutely, because there's no point of having each country having its own refinery. You know, economies of scale are always best. Probably when each country spending so much money, it's best to probably just have a state-of-the-art refinery that will then be able to serve the immediate needs of the region and also of the continent, and moving forward also the export infrastructure that will obviously need to be put in place now that indeed Duncan Clark is one person I like referring to. He kept saying that the next frontier, that Africa, East Africa is actually the next frontier in terms of oil production, and will probably be playing reverse roles and supplying the emerging and developed economies with their requirements into the future.
Many African countries have seen the discovery of so-called black gold as somewhat of a curse, with corruption and capital outflows increasing. The Kenyan energy minister has said that they'll make sure that the oil in Kenya is a blessing for the people of Kenya and not a curse. How will they do so? How will they make sure that this so-called black gold isn't a curse?
I think it's having a strong legal and regulatory framework, but more important than that, enforcement of the same. And whenever that statement is made, I always throw back a challenge that, you know, it takes two to tango. So there's also an obligation and a responsibility from the oil exploration and production companies that come to partner with the host governments in Africa to also play responsible roles that meet industry best practices internationally, not just locally. If I'm an exploration company that is doing work in the UK, I think I should have responsibility to ensure that all environmental requirements that I meet in the US or whichever other country that are operating in the developed countries are the same requirements that or standards that I also use in developing countries, so that we also don't appear to be taking advantage of countries that may not have either the technical expertise or the enforcement capacity to be able to ensure that everyone plays the. I think it's a question of self-regulation by the very oil exploration companies who are partnering with host governments in Africa.